the thing?
Yeah, I think
sure,
we should.
Sure, why not?
Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts,
Salsa,
James,
and Jenna.
What are we drinking?
Yep.
We're drinking red wine and seasonally appropriate sodas.
It's seasonal, yes. Appropriate, not so much.
Pumpkin pie, main root sodas.
Why is that a thing?
Main, like the state.
But not capitalized.
But not capitalized because... No.
But why is that a thing?
Good question.
Yeah, I
made
I it
under
was.
The authority of Main Root Berwick. Not made by.
Under the authority
no.
of.
Under the authority yes. of.
Authoritas.
You're an authoritas.
Sometimes.
Nutritional facts.
I use
serving
an authoritas
size, one
when
bottle.
I want to look up words that mean other words.
It's a word that tells other words what to do.
Jesus.
Sorry, I interrupted your thing.
Carbonated pure water.
Okay.
Fair trade certified organic cane
Ooh.
Sugar.
I bought them from Aldi. They're not as hoity-toity as I think you're thinking they might be.
Fair trade certified organic cane sugar.
Yeah.
It's fucking sugar.
Yeah.
Your sugar.
Spices.
Yep.
I mean...
I just felt because this
caffeine free
because this week is this week is.
I'm glad that they gave the most vague
right
ingredient list. So what should we drink first?
So I think we should have a sip of the soda and then we'll introduce the wine.
All right.
Are you
Cheers.
Ready? Yeah.
Clink. I
thought I did.
No.
I double tapped both of you.
I don't feel comfortable anymore.
I don't think I like it.
I'm not a massive pumpkin person in general.
I am, and I don't.
No. I mean, I'm drinking it, but...
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. It doesn't really have flavor.
Oh, is that what it's supposed to have?
Yeah.
It tastes like licking the outside of a pumpkin. It doesn't really taste like pumpkin pie or like pumpkin.
No. It is organic free trade, so it might be holistic.
The LaCroix
Maybe it
of
is
sodas.
Actually the outside of a pumpkin.
Oh yeah,
no,
that
I
could
think
be.
they've diluted it 1,000 times.
You're diluted,
and it has the memory, the memory of having looked at a pumpkin once.
Well, then it would be LaCroix, but it has
sugar.
We've
shown a picture mm-hmm. of a pumpkin and told to taste like that.
People who make LaCroix think really hard about the flavor that they want as they're bottling spring water. Is that?
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Then how do they get it in the fall?
All right, so the wine.
Are we moving
yeah,
to the wine
we
now?
Sure as fuck are. Yes. This is from 2015, a very good year.
Oh.
Yeah. California
a
grown.
Good year for
vintage
what?
Bottle. No, I'm
you
not.
You need to lead
I'm,
with. No.
Nope. When it was 2015, it was a very good year.
Tell me more about the wine so I can drink it.
Red Truck, California.
Yes.
Red wine. At Red Truck, we are serious about making great wine. But we don't take ourselves too seriously. The job Whoa. Always be yeah. This is these are the kind
Watch
of people
is.
Who have like the you don't have to be crazy to work here, but it helps sign up.
Oh yeah.
At their jobs.
I love that sign.
The Dilbert cartoons on the outside of their cubicles.
Shit.
Jenna, this
I don't
might
have
be exactly
cubicle.
Your jam.
I don't have a cubicle.
Like our hard-working Red Truck, our winemaker travels throughout California selecting the finest grapes to craft this beautiful, bright wine. Real wine, as opposed... Okay. That complements your easy-going lifestyle. Our red wine is a medium-bodied
Honey, this wine
blend
does
of
not
wine
know
varietals.
Me. If it's complementing my easy-going lifestyle,
it
does
no,
not
it know
who
you.
I am.
Yeah. Delivering rich, vibrant berry flavors, finishing Ooh. With a smooth... velvety mouthfeel. So turn off the engine, twist off the cork, and cruise into great taste.
I know.
What?
Sure. Don't drink and drive. So
don't,
you know.
Don't
that's,
drink
that's fair.
And drive.
I feel like that's an okay message. All right, and we haven't had this isn't aerated or anything. It's just straight from the bottle. So
pretty much.
First taste. Let's do it.
I still have like pumpkin water in my mouth. So.
Is that what velvety mouthfeel is?
Yeah, it tastes like you ate
it
velvet.
It tastes like I ate velvet, yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
This wine has no flavor.
Not really.
It has mouthfeel, but no flavor.
Yeah,
There's a little bit of an after thing.
Hmm.
But it's not...
Yeah, I'm not
sure.
It's
like you have to search for it, but it's there.
This is like water that makes your mouth dry.
Like liqueur?
No, I've chugged a La Croix.
How many R's are supposed to be in the pronunciation of La Croix?
La Croix?
Yeah. Because I'm getting like 3 R's when you say it.
La Croix?
I like to put 5 or 6 in
La Croix? I don't think I'm putting any R's in it. I'm putting a giant-ass W in there.
After the wine, the pumpkin pie soda has more flavor.
Hmm. Are you fucking with me?
No.
Shit.
Yeah. No, it actually...
You're not fucking with me.
Mm-mm. That is a weird thing.
It's fucking with shit.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Eloquent.
And now, Science Corner with Salsa.
Things.
It's fucking with shit.
This has been Science Corner with Dr.
God.
Salsa.
Jesus Christ. Hey, Salsa, what have you been up to?
Working.
Ooh.
From home.
Ooh.
I'm phase one of the... home office renovation has begun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has.
The home office, also known as the AON laboratory.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have reorganized the bar, because that is very important when you have a home office. So all of my bottles are neatly arranged.
It is beautiful.
It is lovely.
I have cleaned a lot of stuff and removed pieces of furniture from the room, and I have rotated there used to be the chest freezer. Chest freezer used to be in this room.
I know, I'm missing my chest freezer end table.
And the beer, there's the end table, actual end table there.
Yeah,
I can't
that's
reach
regular
it from
end
up
table
here.
Yeah.
I'm not used to being tall. This
what
is weird.
What does she look like? A plebe?
You're a plebe.
But no, the chest freezer that's has gone accurate. Over to where the beer
to a farm upstate
used to be.
Where it's going to chase rabbits?
Yes. Which is over by the washing machine.
That makes sense, actually.
It might as well be upstate for as far away it is, which means now that I have the beer fridge in the bar, I'm going, why the fuck didn't I do this?
Yeah, it seems a lot more sensible. I walked over there and got, like, looked through the beer collection, and
it
I was
makes
like, this
so much more sense.
This is how it could always have been.
Yeah.
Sucker.
Yeah.
This
to
is
have
how it
the
could
beer
always
fridge
have been.
In the bar,
uh-huh.
as opposed to on the other end of the house.
Yep.
And the chest freezer is now closer to the stairs.
Yeah.
So when we need to get. You know,
food
out of the chest freezer. We don't have to walk all the way to the bar. All of this makes so much more sense now, and why it took so long to do it is embarrassing. I don't know if you noticed, I had to move the handles and the hinges to the opposite sides on that fridge.
I need to do that on my fridge still.
Mm-hmm.
Which, considering I was not aware of how that went together...
Uh-huh.
Right.
Like, because there's some screws, and then there's some, like,
snap in place things.
Yeah.
And you're always like, is this a snap in place thing or is this a screwed on thing? And am I going to break something when I yank on
this? Is what refrigerator college is for.
Yeah. Like, should I pull on this piece really hard and it'll come off, or should I not pull on this piece because it'll snap? Like, I don't know.
So you want to come over and do my fridge now?
No. But no, I moved the hinge over to the other side and everything. And now it is 3 feet from my work chair.
Yeah.
Which means now Beer Cart Friday is any day I want it.
Yeah, this is how it was for me at the last company, is I'd walk into the cafeteria and just stare at a window door fridge full of beer.
Yep.
Yeah, literally when I am having a bad day at work, I can just go fuck this and like reach over and grab a beer.
Nice.
Which will be pretty sweet. The desk will eventually be replaced by a larger desk.
Yeah.
Because right now it's...
And remember, you're not getting rid of that desk. I want that desk.
Mm-hmm. No, you can have that desk. When do you need that desk by?
Not sure. Like
January?
Yeah. Aim for February?
Mid-January? Okay.
I would aim for that.
Cool. As long as I have an idea of when you need it by.
Yeah.
Eventually that TV is going to get replaced/upgraded to not a big fucking cathode ray tube.
With a smaller flat screen on top of it?
Well, I don't have room to put that screen.
I just figured they were friends.
Well, the one is...
The one is giving him a piggyback ride.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, so everything is coming along. Phase one is done, and this room looks so much nicer.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It looks pretty great. And what else? The Riddle of the Mummy.
Yeah.
How's that going?
Second weekend was pretty great.
Good.
I saw it.
Because we have, you know, first weekend you have rehearsals and rehearsals and rehearsals like 3 or 4 days a week right up to opening day. And then between week one and week two, there's nothing.
Yeah.
And so you show up on Friday and you're like mid-show and you're just like, I hope I remember
what I'm
supposed to say here. Like, I really hope I don't fuck this up.
Reasons why I haven't done a scripted show in a while.
Yeah.
I have problems remembering things day to day. Give me a week, I'm out.
I did snap a guitar string mid-show.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow. Nice.
Boom.
Thankfully, it happened right at the end of the first song.
Oh, nice.
Right at the end. And so, like, the song gets done, and I duck into the hallway behind the theater, and, like, thank God I had new strings in my guitar case.
Ooh, and smart.
Put on a new string and had the new string for the finale.
For the reprise.
But of course, it's a high E string. And when you put a new string on a guitar, it takes a while for the tuning to hold.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So it was like...
Should try that with a harp.
I did all the tricks to settle it in place, you know, stretching it and getting it jimmied in place and got it tuned up. And I'm on stage, there's people in the audience, and we get to the very fucking ending, and they hand me the guitar, and I sit down, and I go, bink, nope, bing, 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 there we go, close enough, here we go.
I've done that in a show before.
Yeah, live theater.
Yeah, the whole thing was, it went that fast, but it was just like, I know this string is probably going to be out of tune, so I just went,
yeah.
Plucked it once and went, nope, close enough, here we go, and got through it and turned out fine. And then I went home and I restrung the whole, because those strings are really old. The reason I have strings in the guitar case is I've been meaning to restring the thing for a while now.
Yeah.
One way or another, it'll happen.
Gonna find you, gonna
restring your string,
So,
all new strings in the guitar. And man, does that make a difference. Like, I had forgotten how different new strings sounded.
Because
it was just suddenly so bright and vibrant, and like instead of that muddy like burbo coming out of the guitar, it was like and it sounded amazing. Suddenly I was like, oh yeah, I should have done this a really long time ago.
Wait, so that was that at the Friday show that happened?
That was the Friday show that happened.
I didn't even notice.
Oh hey,
really?
Yeah.
Oh. Are you sure it wasn't the Sunday?
No, it was.
Show?
I know because I.
Thank because you, Jenna. You had it all tuned in good for Saturday.
Yeah, I brought it home and restrung it that night.
Yeah, I didn't notice.
Cool.
Well, there you go.
Thank goodness.
That's how fast that went.
I had put a bookmark in something the last episode that was a story very much like this. But I didn't want to interrupt Dennis when they were talking. I had been on a theater production of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? And our props guy had made a couple of decisions that were lessons well learned after the fact.
Questionable.
And one of them was he wanted to build a gun with a bang flag from scratch, effectively. And then.
But you can buy those for cheap.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Real fucking cheap.
And we ended up buying a few because it started to get into like the last week, and we bought a few, and then the flags weren't big enough or something was wrong with them. They weren't at all reliable. So we had a couple of backups, but then we were still putting together this one that was going to be the fucking thing. That was going to be the bang gun. So opening night, we're in there like madly putting stuff together in the costume shop so that we aren't making noise in the scene shop, which is directly attached to the theater, and it gets done, and I'm listening to the cue line, and I'm like, it's time, we're going. So I grab the now completed, but probably very delicate gun, and like I'm running, pelting down the hallway, and screeched around the corner, Ferris Bueller style, and handed it to George.
Mm-hmm.
Just as Colin, who was being George, just as he came off stage and looked at the prop table, and he's like, "Do you have it?" And I just like palmed it to him, and he went, "Thank fucking God!" and turned and went back on stage, and then it worked? Question mark.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. So and that was the opening night, but then like every night something else bad happened with the bang gun. There was one point where it just didn't go off, and so he just like clicked the trigger several times and just repeated the word bang over and over again. And was just like, bang! Ha ha ha! Yep! Gotcha! Bang! If this were a real gun. Ooh, yeah, right. So just so, like, and he did a really good job at it, but like,
he probably already thought about ways of covering.
Right,
like.
This was how it seemed to me backstage. Like, fuck. One time he pulled the trigger and the whole thing just like came apart. Like the bolts came out of it and it just went sprang onto the floor and everything. Bang flag rolls out toward the audience.
Yes,
that's delightful.
Right,
that sounds wonderful.
And everyone is stunned as if he had really pulled a gun on them. Just, oh, God. All right. So, and then fucking just a series of bad things. We went through all three guns that the one that we'd put together and the two that we had assembled out of the loose parts and things like that. Whatever. Yeah. It was a fucking catastrophe. The one night when nothing bad happened with the bang gun was closing night, and we were supposed to have sugar glass bottles for George to break on the bar in a fit of rage.
That sounds like a violent play.
Mm. Slightly, yeah.
Okay.
We needed a fight coordinator.
That would have been great.
Oh, son of a bitch.
But then...
I'm good. I'm fine. I'm fine, you guys. I'm fine.
He's supposed to get really mad and then shatter a bottle against the edge of the bar, and then the scene is done. It's just him, like, throwing a little tantrum. But, again, props guy decided that making sugar glass bottles was a lot harder than he had expected. So he just took regular ass wine bottles and drilled a hole in the bottom to make them break more easily. Yep.
So real glass is just...
real glass. So that, and then, but it worked, and we were college students. So we just went through, because at that point it was, like, one day until opening night, and we were like, okay, where are the sugar glass bottles? And he goes, there aren't any, and we went, what do we have then? And so I, as a stagehand, would come out in, like, immediately after that scene and just, like, sweep the... because intermission was also... so just... that was where we tucked the intermission so that I could go out there and thoroughly...
Jesus.
Scrub everything down. So, closing night, he goes to drill the hole into the bottom of the bottle, and the drill doesn't want to go through. And he's got this fucking thing clamped in a vise, and he's just, like, ramming the drill against it. I'm like, I don't think this is a good idea. It doesn't seem to be. It's not. The other ones, it just went straight through. And even though they worked, those were a bad idea. But then this one isn't going through. And I just don't. And he's like, we've got it. It's handled. Look, it's going through. It's the drill is through. Okay. This is the bottle for tonight. So I'm backstage, and I hear wham instead of
mm-hmm.
And then I hear wham, wham, psh! And then the scene finishes very quickly, and lights go out, and our George comes barreling backstage, and he's got blood coming out near his eye.
Because the glass had flown.
Right, and he's like, okay, so I was really careful not to show the audience this, but I have glass next to my eye, and I can tell that it's bleeding. So if you could fix this, that would be great.
Oh my God.
So we're out there. Somebody's tending to him, getting the glass out and like cleaning him up and helping him with his makeup and stuff. And I'm sweeping the glass up, and it is fucking everywhere. But Bang Flag, like the bang gun, is one of those things, just like last moment, that just never went right, and constantly running to get this thing where it needs to be. This is a fucking live theater experience.
Live theater.
Yeah.
Gotta love it.
No, I'm actually angry at that.
No, I am.
Yeah.
I'm
quite livid,
fucking
yes.
Legit angry.
Yeah. Yeah, looking back at it, on it now, it's, you know.
Yeah.
Fucking frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know a violence choreographer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I know several, actually.
If I were willing to take more risks for comedy, I would ask you if he's any good. I'm not willing to do that.
To be fair, of the ones that I know, all but two of those times, that would be an accurate question.
Huh. Well,
so, yeah. Yep.
I love you.
It's a good thing you help around my house.
Fair enough.
It's nice knowing you, James.
It's been nice knowing me, too.
I'll see if I can find something else that needs to be hung on my wall so that I have an excuse to keep you around and not kill you.
Good. Well,
yeah.
Good. All right. No,
yeah.
I'm less...
as long as you're useful.
Less disappointed about that now.
Okay.
So it's going to be like the Winchester Mystery House of shit hanging up.
What?
So anyway, what have I been up to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you told us with rearranging the bar.
I love you, James. Jenna.
Yeah.
What you been up to?
Violence choreography. More and more and more of that.
Just like a rug, it's tying the room together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am. I have done pretty much all of the rehearsals I have for choreography and doing a bunch of fine tuning on fights for Klingon. And you guys, fucking awesome.
Cool.
Yeah.
Like, I had people I was worried about, and they have come through, and they're amazing and brilliant and, like, look super kick-ass. And then there are, like, some people that, like I have gotten to tweaking angles by, like, 5 degrees kind of things.
Right.
Like, it's stupid how incredibly good this is.
Not stupid. Safe.
Well, yeah. No, it's pretty fucking safe.
Mm-hmm.
God, what else have I been doing, though? I know I've been doing things. I just can't remember shit all right now.
Work things?
Oh, God, work. So, work is great. And I love my new job.
Mm-hmm.
I have fixed yet another problem.
Hey.
Right? Considering technically I've been in the department for about 40 hours now.
Like,
Yeah. No, doing pretty good. Which is a thing. I've been, a lot of my time this past week at work has been knowledge transfer.
Oh, yeah.
And resolving last bits of this, that, and the other thing. So, yeah, that's been really exciting. And I think my favorite is doing a knowledge transfer and, like, going into, like, hour 7 and someone being like, how am I going to remember all of this? And I'm like, oh. Like, good luck. Because, yep. They're like, you do so much. I'm like, yep.
Surprise. Sure
do. Good luck. Like, just, but... Yeah, so I have transferred. I have 2 more projects to transfer out of my 27 projects.
Wow.
Yeah, and I split that. And one of the scrum masters had the balls to complain. They're like, "Oh God, this is so many projects," and I went. Oh, gosh, sweetie.
I have no idea what that must be
like.
She laughed in his face.
I did. I snorted. I went, and they're like, oh, right. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, that thing I've literally been doing, just said was too much.
You realize your 6 projects is not my 27 projects. Nor is it the most that any one scrum master is getting out of this deal. So you can back off. Like, so it's really entertaining watching other people be like, I don't know if I can do your job when I'm splitting it between 3 people, 4 people.
You're like, I know you can't. But that's why I don't want to do it either.
Actually, I mean, I love doing that job. I'm just really fucking good. And they're going to have a hell of a time replacing me. And the fact that I'm splitting this between 4 different people. And yeah, they have to continue their other jobs as well.
Mm-hmm.
But they're all still like, I don't know what. Huh? How? Like, it's a little validating. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I'm just like, eh.
I get that.
I'm sure you can do it. I have faith in you. Not my problem. So, yeah, so there's been knowledge transfer, and then there's been fixing things and working on tracking and processes, and so I get to fix things, and then I get to set things up so that they don't need fixing in the future.
Yeah.
And it's great. Fucking love it. I've already gotten... I managed to get one project that's been worked on for... I think I talked about this last week. That there were like 5 months of development. I get in there and I'm like, all right, guys, where we're at? And they're like, we're in dev right now. I'm like, cool. So let's move this forward, shall we? Like, and then like within a week we got it just shy of prod.
Oh, wow.
And then yesterday got it in prod.
Wow.
So yeah, that's a thing. We do need another application to do their bit to get everything connected, but we should have full deployment by mid-December. And they didn't think we were going to get it out this year, so...
There you go.
Yeah. I make things go. That's delightful. I love doing that. Also, I get to play with spreadsheets. Oh my god. I've been playing with all of the pivot tables and like combining information and oh god, it's sexy.
So
it's real sexy.
I know that this is going to be
slightly turned on right now.
Fucking fascinating.
Yeah.
for the home
about
audience,
spreadsheets. Yeah.
I actually do have a question about pivot tables.
Okay.
I don't know what the difference between a regular table and a pivot table is.
A pivot table basically displays information differently.
Hmm.
You've got a table. It's columns and rows, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can take information, so it's like taking your, because you pull from an existing table, the mm-hmm. pivot table, and you're just taking those columns, those fields, and you're displaying them differently. So you can nest information, which is delightful. And that's everybody's favorite part of pivot tables, is just nesting information. So instead of, you know, I have a column for, make, and then one for model.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can say, hey, I want make, and then all the models under that make.
Oh, sure.
Right.
Okay.
So that's basically...
That answers that question for me. Thank you.
Very simply. Very simplified. Mm-hmm. And you can do other fun things with it too, but that's everybody's favorite.
It gives the table a third dimension.
Yeah.
It's like three-dimensional tables.
Like
on Star Trek?
No. Okay.
God.
Well, like, that's not...
Now I want to play chess. Kidding. I don't ever want to play chess.
It's not entirely accurate, but I think
it's not. It's dynamic.
Yeah.
Dynamic is really the word.
I think I've seen you want to play chess before. It involves swords, but I've seen you want to play
chess.
Well,
okay, that is the only kind of chess I want to play. Let's be real.
Jenna wasn't playing.
That's accurate.
Fair. Yeah, playing is not the right word.
No. So yeah, that's what a pivot table does.
Gotcha.
You can
Thank
do
you.
Nesting. You can. It's more dynamic use of information, yeah. basically. Also, you make really cool charts.
Mm-hmm. I'm all about really fucking awesome charts.
I made pie charts.
I like pie.
The best kind of charts.
Well. Here's the thing, is that I was talking to a data analyst once, and they're like, I hate pie charts. Everybody uses them wrong. But I don't like this guy very much. So, like, on a personal level, I just used all of the pie charts. I was like, fuck you, pie charts everywhere. Yes?
Don't mind me.
Okay.
We don't.
I mean, usually.
No, my favorite pie chart is the... The one where a quarter of it is cut out on the side, and it's colored black, and the black wedge is the part of this chart that does not look like Pac-Man, and then the rest of it is yellow.
And it's
the part that does look like Pac-Man.
Yeah. I was a fan of the Venn piagram.
The Venn piagram was pretty great.
Yeah. Every once in a while, I see it make the rounds on the internet, and I'm like, I know that pie.
Uh-huh. I wish I knew that pie. That pie.
Well,
that pie met the floor.
I did get to know a similar version of that pie.
Yep. Pie dropper.
Next year. Venn Piagram Part 2.0 was mighty tasty.
Yes, it was.
Mm.
Mm. Yeah, so that's what I'm doing. Mm. And basically, it's like a new task every day, a new problem to solve, a new thing to fix, a new process to put in place.
Mm.
I've got one project that's going to span for a while because it's basically setting up an entire department with tracking and processes and things like that. But then I've got other side things that I'm doing, and it's delightful.
Cool.
Yeah. Yes, Salsa.
You just look really happy and excited about something. Why?
Yeah. No, I'll tell you later.
Okay. Oh, okay.
All right.
All right.
Like, a lot later.
Okay.
Shit. All right.
Mm-hmm. That's, once I'm gone, because disturbing. It involves adult things, I'm sure.
No, probably not.
Well, no, that's also fair. Yeah.
So that's work. What else?
Mm-hmm.
I saw Riddle of the Mummy.
Yeah.
I've
heard it's good.
Yeah. There's some. The characterization is great. The makeup's phenomenal. Holy shit. And I knew Salsa was playing that character, but I didn't know Salsa was playing that character.
Yeah.
It was pretty good. And then you were all right. But it was the makeup that sold it for me. It was nothing about your acting skills or your guitar playing.
I can't really do a lot of acting in that makeup.
I believe that, actually.
My face is pretty much frozen in it.
But, James, so you've seen it. I didn't get to tell you this.
Yeah?
The entire show, what the show is about, and specifically to the main character.
Mm-hmm.
It's about white mummy privilege and fragility.
Yeah, I can see that.
I was so happy when I came up with white mummy privilege. I couldn't even. I was bouncing.
No, it totally is.
Yeah. That makes me happy. Yeah.
Yeah. White mummy privilege. I saw Reverend Matt's Monster Science.
Ooh, yeah.
On Saturday night. It was about... It was about the actual mythology of creatures from Harry Potter world.
Hmm.
So it wasn't, you know, necessarily as they were displayed, but he would say it's displayed this way. This is the actual mythology behind this creature.
Gotcha.
Kind of a thing. And it was, of course, phenomenal.
Well, yeah.
Cool. Yeah. It was great. God damn it. I know there was something else I was going to talk about, but meh.
Well, I mean, are you're pretty well done
with the thing? So far as I know, I'm pretty sure I had things.
Then let's talk about the big thing. So we had Give to the Max.
Yeah.
Just a couple days ago. And
oh, God, I did that, too.
Mm-hmm.
I was there.
We know that we hit you guys up a lot, and I won't speak for anyone else because I'm not a jerk like that, but...
Aren't you?
I want to say...
Learning.
From the bottom of my heart, thank you. Thank you so much to everyone who donated to Fearless Comedy Productions, because we fucking knocked our goals out of the park.
Mm-hmm.
Like, every team, did an amazing job. We hit our... intended goal for the event... and passed it by a lot. We hit stretch goals. We hit all of our matching grants from various places. And it really, really means a lot.
All of that gets used to, and all of that extra, gets used to make sure that
shows like Mummy can happen.
Right.
Usually the last to get paid are the first.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, we pay our people.
That is something that we pride ourselves on. Yep. I mean, with Mummy, for example, you know, like I said, I'm not only acting in it, but I also did the lighting design, and I got paid for both of those jobs.
Yeah.
Which, for a small theater company, is not usually a thing.
Right.
But it's something that we made a priority, and we said we really want to make sure that we... give people back for their time, and because of you giving to us in a very, very selfless way,
the Max,
we're able to do that,
if you will.
So thank you so much for that. So getting that out of the way,
I have to give one specific one.
Okay,
Troy to Troy.
Yeah,
donated not to any of our teams, but to the page itself, because he felt like he had so many people that he wanted to donate to. Which,
gentle kidding aside, that's a good thing.
But
So as a fundraiser, the event was an absolute success. As a event, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa, yeah.
God.
James, I feel, learned a lot about how to play... craps.
Yes, I did. Oh, it was a learning experience.
I did slapstick in front of an audience for the first time ever.
And that was great, by the way.
That was my first time doing slapstick.
Huh.
Yeah.
All of my comedy, my comedy since the beginning of me doing comedy has always been very verbal. I have always been a
speaking cerebral comedian. I have never been a physical comedian.
I'd say you're a speaking comedian.
The comedy...
I wouldn't say comedian.
The physical stuff that I do is dance, juggling, sideshow, you know, things like that. I've never been a physical comedian.
Sure.
I've never done it. And so when Eric Thompson was like, we're going to do this slapstick, who wants in? I'm like, fuck yes, I want to try that.
Yeah.
Because... I want to try that.
Yeah.
You know, again, going back to Fearless's whole fucking MO, I want to try that thing. And man, was it fun.
We threw
together.
You guys looked
a thing
like you were having a good time.
Oh, it was so much fun. We threw together, we sat in this room, and we were like, okay, what do we know? And like, I had taken a slapstick workshop at a Mondo like 2 years ago, and I still had my notes. So I'm like, pulling out my notes and like, okay, here's some stuff. And like, Eric and Kyle have both had a little bit of experience with slapstick, and so they're like drawing on their like knowledge and throwing ideas out, and we threw the whole thing together in a couple hours, and then we rehearsed the whole thing once day of and then we fucking got on stage and we went balls out and we did it, and it was so much fun.
Awesome.
I enjoyed it.
I absolutely fucking enjoyed watching that.
So,
yeah.
That was
great. If anybody wants to see it, if you follow my comedy page on Facebook, Salsa Sterling Comedy, it's a public page. I posted it there.
Nice. Very cool.
How was your gives to the
gives
maxes?
To the maxes?
Jenna was hanging out there. Like,
Jesus.
Could not miss her.
No. My right side or my left side. a year ago, Forgive to the Max, I wore kind of like a saloon girl get up because we were doing vaudeville and I was doing burlesque, and I kind of went with that angle. And I'd gotten a corset specifically for this thing. And I wore it, and it was great. And, you know, proportionally, everything was lovely. And I was like, this year I was a cigarette girl, and I was like, oh, well, I can just reuse the same corset. Either I got bigger in the chest area, or the person that tied that corset did it way differently than what happened last year. 'Cause... he finished tightening that thing, and my ladies were like...
in another time, like zip code.
Seriously. You could see my breasts around the corner before you saw the rest of
me.
It
you
was
had the kind of balcony
really like
that one recites Shakespeare to.
I didn't even know my breasts could do that. Like, and I'm fairly familiar with my breasts. Let's be clear.
One would hope.
I mean, in general, yeah. But like, I've had them in dance bras. I've had them in corsets before. I've, you know, struggled with bras, finding the right ones. I've had to figure out how to, you know, get them to not bounce around when I'm doing fight stuff. I'm, you know, all of this. Like, I'm pretty familiar with my breasts. I don't know whose boobs I stole that night, but I did not know my breasts could do that.
Yeah.
Did not know they could do that.
Congratulations.
So, yeah. Yeah. There were boobs. There was a lot of boob. But, yeah, I got to do the cigarette curl thing, which was fun. I enjoyed myself immensely. I had candy cigarettes and chocolate cigars. And I was also the start of the puzzle quest. So I got to give people, you know, their first puzzle and explain it and talk to people. And like, I liked it because I got to say hello to everybody that came through that door. And it was great. And kind of explained things and was kind of a bit of a go-to. I also got to handle money both for, you know, donations for the cigars and cigarettes. And then I got to handle giving out the prizes for finishing the puzzle quest. So I had things to do, and it was wonderful.
The prizes were really cool too.
Oh my god! Yeah,
I want one.
Me too.
Yeah.
So, and we will probably have those prizes available in later. Fearless Comedy Productions
Red
things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
well, and from what I hear, there's rumblings that we're going to keep that logo. Like,
yeah, I wasn't going to talk thing. About it because we hadn't settled on it.
Okay, well,
mm-hmm. But
I mean, it's something we're thinking about. So,
yeah. But yeah, I mean, those cards aren't going away. They will be available mm-hmm. in other mm-hmm. places in other ways with awesome. Fearless for sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what else? I don't even know. I didn't really have any stage things I was doing, although mm-hmm. I did do Angela's dance thing.
Me too.
Which was
yeah.
really funny because I was wearing like these heels and the corset.
The aforementioned corset, yes.
Like, and it was boned. It was, you know, fucking hardcore corset. And she's like, and then you do a body roll. And I'm like, no, I don't.
Mm.
And if there's anybody on this stage that should be able to do a body roll, it's the belly dancer. But mm-hmm. nope, this isn't happening today. Like, I just kind of did a chesty thing.
I mean.
Because I had plenty of chest to do a chesty thing, so...
I'm glad you said it.
But, yeah, and then the shoes and everything, it was ridiculous. I felt ridiculous, but it was a fun time.
Yeah. No, that was a blast.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you, James?
Working the craps table was a lot more fun than I had expected. I had expected to have a good time helping out and volunteering time, but I really kind of got into running that game, being a croupier. yeah, it was fun. I liked it. All right.
He's got croup.
I know.
All right, I got craps.
I
I shared the craps with everyone. Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
Did you have a crappy time?
I really don't want to laugh at this, but it's slowly working. Yeah. Damn it. All right.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, well, it was, well, it was fun, well, and getting dressed up was super fun, and I liked it.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah, I ran the table with Fur.
Oh, yes. Yes, yeah,
of Fearless. And he and I had a good time. Hanging out, being cool little Fonzies.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Did you go, ay?
I never did.
You're fired.
Okay,
I won't. Pour me another drink and get out.
I won't show up to the speakeasy tomorrow.
All right, that's fair.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was gonna say another thing, and I just don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
No, well.
I actually have a different drink that you can have.
I'm not worried about that right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Should we take a break?
Yeah.
I feel like we're
seems like
winding
break
down
time.
Just right. a bit anyway.
Break time.
One, two, three, break.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Everybody, you should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for apropos of nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
And I'm... Jenna.
The system is down.
Oh. Yep. Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. That's what happened.
This is CNN.
No. Oh. I didn't... Like, I always knew you had the power to turn me off.
Yep.
I didn't realize it went that deep. While James was drinking.
You hurt me. All right. You know what would make me feel better?
Coffee.
Deep coffee.
Damn it, stop.
Deep coffee is now my porn name. All right.
Racist?
You're a little
that's
little
fair.
Too much of a cracker for that,
yeah.
I think.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they do have blonde coffee. But I still feel like that might be racist.
Yeah,
you're right.
Like, I think somebody was telling a story about how, like, back in the BBS days, there was somebody that went by the name of Mocha.
Oh, yeah.
And then she was like, I didn't realize that was a race thing. I just really like mochas. Like, it was that kind of a thing. Like, yeah. So, anyway.
Yeah, fair enough.
Coffee. Coffee that's not racist.
Ooh, Kahlua.
Oh, I do like Kahlua.
Also that.
Kahlua's pretty great.
Yeah, it is.
So, like I said, I have my home office set up in the bar here. And one of the things that I was just talking with Jenna and James during the break.
Were you talking with Salsa, too?
That guy.
As long as you got my name right.
Was now that I have my office here in the AON laboratory.
As long as he never calls me Salsa in bed.
Where am I going to put the coffee machine?
Everywhere. Always. All the time.
On the desk. Like,
yeah.
It is a part of your desk.
I mean,
pretty much.
Do you know why? Because you're going to make the best fucking coffee in that coffee machine.
I am. The best coffee?
The best.
And...
So here's the thing.
Pray tell.
Here's the thing.
Hold on.
My wife...
Back it up.
...will only drink the light roast. Mm. She does not like the dark roast. She hates the extra dark roast. Medium is not really her thing. She likes the light roast.
She and I have to fight for that sometimes.
Indeed. Mm. We get a lot of medium.
Yeah.
And a fair bit of dark. So when that light roast does come in, that is gold to my wife.
The Colombian medium is so good.
I, on the other hand, see the extra dark come in, and I go, it's fucking Christmas!
Mm.
But now that I have a bar office, I'm going to fucking put a coffee machine down here.
Yeah, you are.
Take that dark roast, and I'm going to make it down here and never taint her coffee ever again with my coffee.
But it's not taintable because it's all the best coffee.
It's true.
I would say that Folgers tastes like a taint.
But what I'm saying is...
True Stone is delicious.
But what I'm saying is... Yeah. Even
you can have your separate but equal coffees?
Not what I was saying at all.
Wow.
What I'm saying is...
What?
Okay.
What I'm saying is people have different tastes in coffee.
That is accurate.
And...
Hmm.
True Stone knows this. And True Stone says, that's okay. We got you covered.
That's true.
So all you need to do is go to TrueStoneCoffee.com.
TrueStoneCoffee.com.
Yep. And look at all of the variety they have. Do you like dark roasts?
I do.
They've got that. Do you like light roasts?
I do.
Yeah, I do.
They got that. Do you like extra dark roasts?
Yeah.
Probably.
You're really. Possibly a psychopath. And they got that.
Now right. Serving a wide variety of people, including psychopaths.
Mm-hmm.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
That should be their tagline.
Right, you know, because I think some days a cup of coffee is the difference between tomorrow coming and the end of civilization. Is
yeah.
For somebody somewhere, they had that cup of coffee and they went, maybe tomorrow.
Not today, world.
Yeah, but
not today.
Not today.
And the brilliant thing about it is you can get in on this too.
What?
This isn't just something that we, the big shot celebrities, have access to.
Name dropper.
You, the little people.
Whoa.
Have
oh,
access
shit.
To it as well.
Wow. Wow. And not only can so you buy dumb. It, you can use a promo code to get it for even less.
What?
Than the already affordable and highly reasonable prices that they have on their website.
What promo code would that be?
It would be...
Apropos.
Right, but it's spelled apropos.
No, it's pronounced...
I win this time, Gadget. All right, so... So, that thing. Yeah. Okay. yes.
Drink Truces on Coffee, you guys. Do it's that. Really good.
Shout out.
I do.
Do it.
Shout out to liquor store employees.
Oh my God, yes.
Thank you.
Bold move, Cotton.
Thanks. You know what? Yeah, just thanks.
Just thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. You got one, Jenna?
I've got like 4 or 5 of them in my brain right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm gonna go a little cerebral with this one.
Okay.
Acceptance.
Ooh.
I know, right? God. No, I've been in several positions recently where I've been like, you know, shit's going to hell, whatever, this, that, and the other thing. And I've just like found a place of acceptance where I'm like, yep, that's happening.
Mm.
And it makes it way easier to deal with. And I've noticed when other people aren't accepting things in their lives. Mm. And I know this makes it sound like I've got like this all uppity, like hippie shit figured out type deal. I don't. Let's be real. But there's been it's been easier for me lately to see how acceptance of things that I can't change makes things easier in my world overall.
Mm-hmm.
And how people not accepting things that they can't change or like trying to redefine a reality
yeah.
makes it more difficult for them. So yeah, acceptance. I shout out to acceptance, man. It'll do you some good.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been really good for me lately, especially with juggling 2 departments and fight rehearsals and late night podcasts and I did the encyclopedia show. I forgot I did that too.
Oh, well, there you go.
Whatever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Also, did the encyclopedia show. It was great. But yeah, like just juggling all of those bits and pieces of things and just, is this happening? No. Can it? No. Well, then it's not going to happen. Fuck it. Like mm-hmm. just if it can't, it can't. Is there something I can do? Yes. Is it worth the price of this other thing? No. Well, then I accept that that's not happening. Like it's seriously just breaking things down.
Sounds
into those
very liberating.
Bits. Kind of. Yeah. It doesn't really make it easier to deal with it if, like, you know, somebody's really sad that something can't happen or whatever. Yeah. But it does mean that you reviewed the situation mm-hmm. and came to the best possible whatever. So, yeah. And it means that you're not trying to force something that can't or possibly even shouldn't happen, you yeah. know? So, to acceptance.
To acceptance.
Yay! Yeah.
Plink.
Hmm. I also
it doesn't
have
clink against the plastic very
no,
well.
No, it doesn't.
I also have a bit of a list that I've been trying to
which side
winnow down.
To and, winnow down,
and I, I'm going to give an honorable mention to Eric and Kyle for getting on stage with me and doing that slapstick routine.
Totally,
that was
yeah,
fucking brilliant, and it was a lot of fun. And and we did a crazy thing together, and it was great. But I think what I'm going to actually give my shout out to is two groups of people. One is the Shakopee JCs.
Oh, yeah.
And the other one is a group of moms.
Yes.
Because those two groups of people specifically gave matching grants to Fearless Comedy Productions for Give to the Max Day.
Mm-hmm.
So every dollar that you gave us and other people gave us, they matched it. Which is fucking rad.
That was fucking awesome.
And
you're welcome, fucker.
Jenna is one of those groups, as a matter of fact.
I'm not the entire group.
No,
but,
not.
But
not.
I was a participating mom in the mom grant.
That sounds like a fat mom joke.
Which is, well, it was hilarious to me because, like, my daughter's in Fearless, and she's like, hey, mom, I'm part of this company called Fearless. You may not have heard of us. We do Fearless Comedy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, oh, really? Tell me more. And she actually made a really good pitch.
Mm.
So,
good on
yeah. But yeah, so my daughter did, in fact, ask me, and I contributed because of that.
Great.
And I probably would have anyway, but yeah.
Also, she's hilarious.
Oh, God, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I already said a million thank yous to everybody who donated, but
yeah.
But like I said, those two groups of people also gave the matching grants that made your dollar go twice as far, which was phenomenal. Fearless means a shit ton to me, you guys. I don't know if you can fucking tell or not, but that company means so much more to me than you have any fucking clue. And so I really, really, really appreciate it.
I do need to give out one more shout out.
Make it happen.
I'm pretty sure this was on your list. Former guest Becky Schmidt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She was the fundraising coordinator for Give to the Max for Fearless this year. And she did a fucking phenomenal job.
Yep.
And she says that we should all thank her with money. So, listeners, if you're listening, you can still, you know, just donate to Fearless in general and give her a thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be okay. But that no, like, okay. Yeah, that was her entire thing. If somebody said thank you for what you're doing, she's like, thank me in money for Fearless. Like, just I'm doing this for a specific reason, so make that reason be a thing, right? But yeah, she wrangled, she coordinated, she tallied and tracked, she
and surely
all of that,
she did almighty work.
No, it was amazingly well
ordinary. And we raised beyond our goal, which as somebody who also does fundraising goals, that's always that's a wonderful feeling, and it speaks well to her coordination and sometimes pushiness. So Becky,
I know, right?
But no, she was really encouraging throughout the entire process. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good.
Cool. Let us count down now.
Did you give a shout out? Did I miss it?
I did.
Yeah, you gave one.
I missed it. Okay. Oh no, I remember.
And liquor store employees.
Yeah.
Very specifically.
Oh, they're wonderful.
So now it is T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Fast five.
Fast five.
Fast five.
Today's fast five comes to us from Cole.
Oh.
Oh.
All right.
Well, that's no good.
What? It's no good. What?
Cole Chapin?
No.
Yep.
Yeah.
You throwing shade on Cole?
I'm only teasingly.
Oh, okay.
God, why are you making me out to be a bad guy?
Because you're a bad guy.
No, I'm not a guy.
Yeah, you're terrible at it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not that bad at it.
I've seen you in a corset. You're a terrible guy.
Yeah, but have you seen me do IT work?
James.
Huh.
Are you trying to say that with that body she can't be a guy?
I'm pretty sure she can be anything she wants. I've never stood in her way to anything because it seems like a terrible idea.
Yeah, that's, boy. That's fair. You guys, my boobs were so fucking big.
Holy shit.
I mean, like, I felt bad for staring, so I had to look at everything else.
Anything in
the opposite direction.
What's funny is...
Jesus Christ.
So Joe was there, and he was like, I can't stop staring at your breasts. I'm like, you're allowed. Like, you're my boyfriend. That's part of the deal now. Yeah. You get to. He was like, cool.
You walked out, and I was like, oh... hi, Jenna. Over there. What's that? Something else.
That's exactly it. Yep. To me, you're Jenna, and I can't think of you that way.
Yeah.
But she'd open the door, and her boobs would walk in, and then 15 seconds later, she would reach the threshold.
I think there's a picture. Hold on. I'm going to grab that one that was posted as somebody's joy of the day.
Cole says...
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, AON people.
Yes, Cole.
I'm finally remembering to send in some new Fast Fives.
Yay!
So.
Thank you, Cole.
Question number one. Apple and horseradish or hot pepper bacon?
Oh, that's actually really... That's... Huh.
I'm going with bacon.
I mean, because
bacon.
Well, not only because bacon, because hot fresh bacon. Apple I can't eat.
Oh, there's that.
Oh. Oh, well, then I'm going to go with fresh apple because of that.
So it's fresh apple and
this is your one fresh moment to be able to turn the tables.
I know, right? Any other food product and it's like, aw.
Except for the multiple times when people have been like, red or green? And we both look over and go, aw.
Aw.
Aw. Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Can't eat either.
I'm curious about horseradish. I have a definite fondness for horseradish.
Horseradish on beef.
Oh. Right. Also, wasabi mayo. There's a new poke bowl restaurant that opened near my place. Okay, we're going. Because you're giving me a question mark eyebrow.
Pokemon?
Different from that.
Okay.
Trust me. Yeah, we're going to go. You'll love it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. It's happening.
I mean, I work here.
I understand
that. If you want to come swing by and grab me for lunch sometime,
yeah.
Here I am.
Oh, I will. I will grab you.
And then afterwards, and then, we'll go get some lunch.
Right, exactly. You know how this works.
Yeah, all right.
I've played Knifey Spoony before.
Anyway, apple and horseradish.
Mm-hmm. So then question two.
Oh, did you get the picture?
Huh?
What?
No.
Would be...
Yeah, I think I'm sticking with the bacon.
Oh, you were making up your mind. I was confused as to...
I was too.
Question number two.
There was the smell of burnt toast and...
delicious or disgusting?
Like, do you think something is delicious or disgusting?
I don't know. Which word that starts with D sounds more appealing to your ears?
I'm probably going to pick delicious, because if Cole is asking about any particular food, chances are real good I like it.
I'm going to say disgusting is a funnier word to say than delicious.
Maybe. There are times when delicious is the right punchline.
But in general, disgusting, like, funnier word.
How did you find our store? Delicious.
Yeah, but that's a punchline, not a word. The pun... It's not the word itself.
Wait a minute.
It's not the... It's not
porque no los both.
Gotcha. It's funny because it is a punchline to a joke and not...
Are you explaining the joke to me?
Yes.
Is that making it funnier?
Yes! It's making it less funny than it was, because it wasn't really funny to begin with. I'm sorry to say.
All right.
Oh,
okay.
God.
Okay.
Jenna?
I'm going to go delicious.
High five.
Question three. Large or small?
I'm a size queen.
Tiny car. I have a tiny car and I love it.
Yeah, I've got a big car for hauling big things.
I wear a size large shirt.
Okay.
Question number four.
So that's your answer?
Oh, God damn it. Uh-oh.
See, this is why when Cole's name came up, you were like,
Yep. Ooh, You got it.
Jenna's going to love this one.
Oh,
I already know her answer,
Oh,
too.
Good.
All right.
Question number four. Porter ale or Marsala wine?
Well, huh.
This is actually a tough one for me.
I've only ever had porter ale. I haven't had Marsala wine that I know of. No, apparently not.
I don't even know if I need to answer this. I mean, do you want my answer?
I mean, might as well.
I'm going to go with it's the wine. It's the wine. It's the wine. What the fuck?
Right. Yeah. Okay. I figured. But you know what happens when you assume.
You make an ass out of umi.
You are sometimes correct.
Umami. Mm. I like Marsala, but I feel like Porter is more... has more variation to it. It's more...
Mm.
Plus, I know somebody named Porter, and I don't know somebody named... What was
Marsala?
It? Marseillaise?
Marcia?
Marsala.
Marcia?
Marshola?
No, I do know somebody named Marcia.
Question number five, Coke or Pepsi?
Yeah?
Coke.
Pepsi, he says, drinking a Coke.
Which one?
A refreshing Coke Zero.
Which one makes Dr. Pepper?
Dr. Pepper makes Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
Oh, Dr. Pepper isn't either Coke or Pepsi?
Nope.
Correct.
Oh.
Mountain Dew is Pepsi. Mellow Yellow is Coke.
Then I'm going to go Pepsi.
Hmm. What about Cherry Coke versus Cherry Pepsi? Don't care?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever
had Sprite Pepsi. Versus 7-Up?
Sprite.
So that's Coke.
Hmm.
Though I'm okay with 7-Up.
Okay.
Alright.
I can do 7-Up. Whereas Mountain Dew versus Mellow Yellow, that one's a clear winner.
Yeah.
Alright, well...
Although I can do Mellow Yellow, but I'm just slightly disappointed.
But why would you? If the options are there.
Right.
Yeah.
They're not usually, is the thing.
Mm. Yeah.
Which root beers does each of them do?
I don't know.
Mr. Pibb?
No, that's... Mr. Pibb is Coke.
That's Coke.
I believe...
Who does Barks?
And also, Mr. Pibb is a Dr. Pepper replacement,
I know. I said it, and then I realized it was a stupid question. It's Barks.
Barks.
And...
I think is Coke.
What's the Pepsi root beer?
Might be Dad's. Dad's famous root beer.
Okay, Barks is Coke.
Or Mug.
Oh, might be Mug, yeah. I don't... Clearly, I don't follow...
Yeah.
I think it's Mug. Mug.
Okay. Yep.
So, I'm gonna go...
Why do I know that, but then... Okay.
Drink more.
Damn it.
I'm going
Pepsi. Again.
Pepsi, for me.
Pepsi, yeah.
Coke.
All right.
But Coke Zero is funnier.
Clearly I drink...
Fuck. Yeah, Coke Zero. All right, we'll do Coke.
Clearly I drink a lot more alcohol than I do soda.
Yeah.
The hell you say.
I know, right? All right. Question number one, apple and horseradish or hot pepper bacon?
Mm-hmm.
Which combination sounds like a better flavor for a jelly?
Ooh.
Huh.
Apple horseradish.
I think so, yeah. I don't...
Oh,
I prefer my jellies to have fruit in them.
Fair.
Like, and I can take spicy fruits.
Mm-hmm.
Like, almost like a chutney type thing, mm-hmm. but... Mm-hmm. I don't... When it's all focused on the spice itself with, like,
mm-hmm.
not fruit, I just get sad.
Yeah, I'll stick with the apple horseradish.
Like, I know hot pepper bacon goes well together.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've never had apple and horseradish together.
Sure.
So I don't know how well those flavors would go together?
I assumed it was somewhat chutney-ish.
Yeah, I imagine that would be pretty fucking great.
But I feel like the bacon in a jelly would be weird. I feel like a meat flavor in a jelly.
Spam is essentially jelly.
Meat jelly.
And I like Spam.
I don't.
Yeah.
Did I tell you the story about my Spam rejection? So there I was.
No.
So
like
my baby daddy had abandoned us. My daughter was 6 months old.
Mm-hmm.
We had no electricity, and there was like almost no food in the house. What we had in the house was a couple of slices of bread and a can of Spam that somebody had given us that Christmas as like a gag gift.
Mm.
So I open up the can of Spam.
Mm.
I fry it up.
Yeah.
I put it on 2 slices of bread. I take a bite. I removed the Spam, and I just ate the bread.
Oh.
That's how much I dislike Spam.
Oh. Wow.
I could not make my stomach do it.
Wow. See, also, I take Spam when I do festivals around the country.
I mean, that makes sense.
I fry it up, and I, for breakfast, I fry it up. And then I put it.
See, I'm not
in
a huge
scrambled eggs.
Ham person, and it reminds me vaguely of ham.
That would explain it.
Yeah,
but I cube it and I fry it, and then I scramble it with eggs.
It is the LaCroix of hams.
Like, I feel like maybe if I had mixed it in with more stuff, but I didn't have more stuff.
With now the I want eggs spam and eggs. With spices and more flavor and stuff. Yeah,
I can. Like, my mouth is watering for Spam and eggs now.
Ew.
Spam and eggs is gross. Anyway,
I do not like green Spam and eggs.
Green eggs and Spam. Eggs and
I'm still
spam.
Sticking with horseradish.
Fair enough. I think so, too. I think I'm going with apple and horseradish. Because, again, bacon. I feel like bacon jelly just seems...
Yeah.
Mm.
Question 2. Delicious or disgusting? Do you despise cottage cheese or do you enjoy it?
Oh, fuck.
Sorry, Jenna. I know you can't have any.
Oh. I can't, but I miss it so bad.
Mm. I love cottage cheese.
I fucking love cottage cheese.
What you do, late at night, when you're hungry and it's midnight and you want just a snack before you go to bed, you get a banana and you chop up...
I'm already out, but
okay. What else?
A cucumber.
No, not a cucumber.
That Jenna's not allergic to.
I'm not allergic.
What's another
I just don't
softer
like cucumbers.
Fruit. Okay. Oh, oranges.
Yeah.
You get an orange. Sure. Peel the orange.
Yep.
And put it in little pieces. Put it in a bowl.
Yep.
Cottage cheese on top of that.
Yeah.
Cottage cheese and fruit.
That's
cottage cheese and mandarin orange slices.
That's
so
basically
good.
Orange salad. So good. Which, if you get like orange jello stuff and you mix that in with it.
Oh my God.
That's basically the recipe for the Minnesota orange
this
salad.
This Fast Five is making me so hungry.
Yeah. No, I used to get, I would eat just like cottage cheese on top of spinach with like some black olive slices on top of it.
Mm. Oh yeah, we put it on salad a lot in our house.
Yeah.
Little bacon.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. No.
When I was going low-cal, I would do a half cup of cottage cheese on greens instead of salad dressing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Apparently all of us like it.
Oh yeah.
Question number 3, large or small? You can only buy Dr. Pepper in 2-liter bottles or in 6-packs of 7.5-ounce cans forever. Once you choose, that is the only way you can buy Dr. Pepper forevermore.
But I can still buy as much as I want, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which do you choose?
Just serving
small
size?
Small cans.
I don't really care. I would probably lean small cans. Just
I would go with the 2-liter personally.
Yeah.
The cans will cool down faster.
But the cans will also be aggravating.
Will
Because
we?
Right now, yes. Because right now, my Jack holds 2 cans of Dr. Pepper.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel if I had to go to a place like Convergence and open like 3 or 4 of those fuckers just to fill one mug, I would go crazy.
Huh.
I feel like... I'm leaning towards smaller cans. Again, as long as I can still get the relevant amount.
Mm-hmm.
I lean towards smaller cans. There is the aggravation factor that you said. But also, if, like, I don't drink soda to massive amounts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I only really have Dr. Pepper when I'm drinking or, you know.
I mean, it's the best way to have it.
Right.
Hmm.
I feel like if I just got 2 liters, some of it would go flat. Mm. Then it's just a waste of Dr. Pepper.
That's fair.
So, like, for how
again,
I live
as much
from
as you
a...
Want, so.
Yeah.
It's also easier to share with people if you have
a 2 liter? You're right.
Oh, good. So I'm going small cans.
I just those little cans, I crack them open and I down it in one gulp and then I have to crack open another can. And that just seems aggravating.
To be fair, I also have tiny hands, so...
Also, a lot more
listeners,
waste.
He just did the finger thing.
A lot more waste with the small cans.
Plastics have a definite recyclable life where the aluminum in cans can be washed and reused almost indefinitely.
But how much water gets wasted?
Recycle.
It
gets wasted in both processes.
I'm just saying packaging. Packaging counts for
also,
something.
Also, oil is a far more...
Packaging counts or something.
Definite resource, like a finite resource, than aluminum.
When are we going to get growlers instead of 2 liter bottles?
I feel like we moved away from glass bottles.
I didn't do cans.
As a society?
When are we going to get a 2 ounce can? Or I'm sorry, a 2 liter can?
That seems like a bad time.
What's the next question?
Question number 4. Apparently it's late. I'm getting loopy. Question number 4. Yeah. Porter ale or Marsala wine?
Yes.
Which...
Share with the glass.
Which chili flavor would you more likely be to try?
Fuck.
Fire roasted vegetable chili with Marsala. Or ancho chicken chili with porter.
Either.
I would try the fuck out of both of those, let me tell
you
what.
Right?
Oh, shit.
Fuck.
Yeah.
But we can't. We have to pick one.
Probably, if I had to pick, if they were sitting there side by side and I had to pick one, I'd probably go with the red one.
I'm just, like, tasting my way through both of them. I'll stick with porter. I gotta do it. I know, buddy. Muster. Fortify. Come on.
I'm just, for lack of a better anything, gonna stick with my original answer because...
Yeah?
They both sound amazing. And Cole, I want both of these recipes on my desk in the morning.
Along with pictures of Spider-Man.
When did you get here, James? I'm sorry. The whole world went away for a minute, and I need these recipes, Cole. Both of these recipes need to be on my desk. Seriously, I'm not joking.
If only there were a series of tubes.
Question number 5. No, I want these recipes.
I just want the chili on my desk.
But if the recipes are on my desk, then the chili would be on yours.
Okay.
Question number 5.
Then I also want the recipes on his desk.
Yes, agreed.
Okay.
Coke or Pepsi?
Mm-hmm.
Which has the better diet version? Isn't that like an oxymoron?
Yeah, I don't like diet soda, so...
That's fair, but as somebody who has many friends who require diet sodas, if they're going to have a soda...
Right.
That diet is kind of the option for them.
Is Coke Zero considered as a diet version?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then Coke Zero is the answer, because Coke Zero is hilarious.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is very funny. And refreshing.
I've never had it, but it's hilarious.
When I buy for parties, I usually get Coke Zero, because that's what people seem to dig.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I'm genuinely fine with it.
But I won't drink it, so.
Mm. It tastes different than non-diet soda, but I'm genuinely fine with that. As far as diet sodas, I usually tend to lean more toward Diet Coke. So, I'm holding a refreshing Coke Zero.
Just for the taste of it?
Diet Coke. So, yeah.
All right. I hope you enjoyed more overnight grocery fast fives.
Yeah, hi. That was really good.
Yeah.
Thank you, as always, for being amazing. I love the show. Keep doing what you are doing.
We love you back.
Yay. Cole,
signing off, by the way. Cole, previously Chapin.
Oh.
Lambright.
Oh, congratulations.
I'm going to assume congratulations.
Well, I mean,
because either way, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
But that's a thing. So, good on you.
Yeah.
So, thank you very much. Thank you so much.
If you would like to send in a Fast Five, please send two emails to salsa@aonpodcast.com. That's right. They don't need to really be any cohesive theme or anything like that. Just like they don't need to be clever.
You are absolutely permitted to play fast and loose with this.
Yeah, we will take these in places they never intended to go. So just make them whatever, and we'll figure it out, I'm sure.
We stretch first.
I know, right? But just send two emails to salsa@a1podcast.com. The first one should contain nothing but the choices, and the second one, repeat the choices and then include the context for those choices.
Please and thank you.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, don't think that you need to be some sort of professional Fast Five writer in order to do this. Just
If you know a professional Fast Five writer,
hook us up, seriously.
Yeah.
But after you get me those recipes, first things first. But then, by all means, send those in to us. You don't need to obsess over these and you know, write 15 drafts. Just write something up and send it our way.
Yeah.
Who's got anything they want to plug?
Klingon Christmas Carol.
Yes.
Opening first weekend of December.
Yes.
There will be tickets available on Gold Star for discounted prices. So
hot damn.
Look for Klingon Christmas Carol on Gold Star. And if Gold Star says that they're sold out for a night, that is untrue.
Hmm.
They are just sold out of the Gold Star Reserve tickets for the night. You can still show up at the door or get them
rad
on the website for Mounts Theater or whatever.
That is a good advisory.
But the discounted tickets do sell out. So Gold Star. Yes.
Riddle of the Mummy has two more shows, only one final weekend. What? This coming Friday and Saturday, both of those shows are at 7:30. Doors open at 7:00 at Strike Theater. This is your last chance to see it. After this, we're done. We're fucking off, and I'm not putting that makeup back on until this thing gets remounted sometime in the future, if it ever does. But no, we're fucking done. I actually have a wound on the back of my neck from that latex. From pulling off that latex nights after night. It actually aggravated my skin to the point where it actually took some skin off. So I am suffering for you. Go see that show. It's funny and it's... don't take my word for it. Was it funny, James?
I laughed.
Jenna?
Yeah.
Cool. So there's endorsements all around. Go see that show. Anything else?
James is using the fart cupboard.
Seeing nothing.
All right, let's do this.
Cool. All right, thank you so very much for listening to this episode and all other episodes. Tell your friends about this show.
Yeah.
I didn't say tell them they have to listen. Just tell them about it.
Yeah, just tell them it exists. Hey, there's this podcast. What's it about? But it exists.
What a bunch of fucking idiots.
That's about
it. Yeah, reviews can be accurate.
Yeah. What
else? Speaking of reviews, go to iTunes or whatever and leave a review for us.
Yeah.
And we will be back next week.
I love you. Bye.
Take it away, salsa.
Cha.
Cha, 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 cha.
Purple Jazz Fingers.
Purple Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.